Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porter with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. Discussing the Nashville Predators. Speaking of the Predators, congratulations to Jack in Franklin, the ticket winner for the game coming up on Sunday against the Dallas Stars. Jack winning a pair of tickets to see the Predators take on the Stars on Sunday at Bridgestone Arena. So congratulations, Jack, for winning.
Good job, Jack.
Way to go, Jack. So taking your thoughts on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and the simple question that we're asking is this. Are you a believer in the Nashville Predators? Here we are, the weekend before the trading deadline in the NHL. They've won 11 out of their last 13 games. Are you a believer that this team has officially turned things around and that they can be a threat heading into the playoffs? Let us know on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHunted.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Let's go to the text line. Austin texts in and says, I want to see the team fully healthy before I think of them as not the underdog. I am interested to see what the team looks like healthy. Now, I think at this point, even if they are healthy, there's not going to be a scenario to me in a first-round matchup where they're not going to be the underdog heading in.
Right.
Like, I don't see – I guess maybe if you get hot and Florida falls off a little bit, but then they wouldn't be
the first
place.
But then they wouldn't be the one.
Yep. Nope, there's not a scenario. There's not a scenario that exists where they would be not be the underdog.
Yeah, they'll be the underdog.
I don't think.
They'll be the underdog, and it would, to me, not be comparable to Chicago 17 for various reasons. And I agree, like you said it earlier on the show, you know, Carolina also is a very good team that has not been a good matchup for the Preds so far this year. So it's not going to be the same as 17. That was a team on the rise with a goaltender who had already demonstrated the ability to do pretty special things in the postseason. This year, well, this is one thing. If they get in the playoffs, it's going to be certainly a chance to find out more about UC Soros, who right now is just playing at a ridiculous level.
He is, and you know that's part of the game from last night we haven't talked a whole lot about. I mean, it's Detroit. They didn't test him a ton. He did make some key saves in the game. It's another game that's come and gone, and he's given up one goal in the game. So he continues to add to that stat line. I think his save percentage during this stretch is now up to .962. So it's pretty good. You're going to win a whole lot of hockey games when your goaltending's making saves like that and having that sort of a percentage. Can he keep that up? And not necessarily to the degree of .962, but can he continue to play extremely well in net? Because to me, as good as I think the Predators have played and as excited as I think Predators fans should be about this turnaround, that's still the number one part of this. That's still the number one story, is the goaltending. Now, if that continues, you're going to give yourself a chance against Tampa Bay. You're going to give yourself a legitimate chance against Carolina. But to me, that's what it's going to take to compete in those series. It's going to take next-level goaltending.
Right. So if you talk about, do you believe in this team? I mean, to me, if you believe that this is UC Soros, that UC Soros has found another level to his game and has found a way to sustain it, then could he not, playing this well, give them a chance to steal a series or at least a couple games, make things interesting? I would think he could. I just don't know. I mean, that's going to be, you know, if he has another a dip here, for one thing, they may not get in anyway. But, I mean, it's the number one thing in hockey. It's not the only thing, but it's the number one thing. And right now it's as good as it could be. And you could look at it on the flip side of it, if you don't want to believe, and say this is coloring everything about this team. And once that regresses to the mean, then it won't be a very good team anymore. Yeah. I don't really necessarily buy that because of the way they're playing. But you could look at it that way.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Steve from Clarksville texts in, do I think they're a Stanley Cup team? No. But at the same time, they're only a couple of big wins away from maybe changing this thing up a little bit, and everybody is playing great. We need to get healthy. And when the line changes will be to get that magic combination, I don't know. But I do believe they've got an excellent shot of being a force to be reckoned with in the playoffs. So Steve not buying that they're a Stanley Cup contender or anything like that, but maybe they could do some damage in the playoffs.
Well, that's buying. Yeah, we're not asking if you think they're going to win the Cup.
No.
You know? I mean, it's basically, do you believe they're going to get in, and do you believe that they could be competitive? I mean, I think that's still a massive journey from where what we were talking about a month ago.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says, I'm encouraged about the play lately. They may make the playoffs, but I don't see them making it past the first round. And I think a lot of people probably feel that way. You're encouraged about the way that they played, and that is a positive sign for the future moving forward. But maybe you don't feel like they've got what it takes to get out of the first round. And then if you feel that way, that question becomes, all right, well, how does that approach what you do coming up on Monday at the trade deadline? Do you let that cloud your judgment if you're David Poile? You feel much better about the way the team has been playing, and you just let it ride. I mean, I said it at Call Your Shot Friday. My move would still be a soft sell to some degree, but I don't think it's going to happen. Like, I think Monday's going to come and go, and nothing's going to be done by the Predators at the deadline.
Do you think if David Poile were offered a second-round pick for Granlund, still nothing would happen?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I think that would be a big mistake. I think it would be a big mistake.
I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying, with the way this team has been on a run lately, my expectation is, and I don't know, none of us know, but my gut feeling is Monday comes and goes and nothing happens, and there's no moves that are made by the Predators.
See, like, to me, if that's the case, then that's more – it's one of two things. It's an unrealistic view of what this team could do in the postseason, in my opinion. Or it is more mind paid to what Jeff Merrick said earlier on the show about the importance for a lot of these teams to get in and get whatever revenue you can get out of getting in and whatever revenue from next year you can get by saying we made the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's more mind paid to that than the future of this roster. And I don't think you can I mean, to me, that's a mistake.
Well, and to that point, like, Jeff Merrick from Sportsnet was on the show earlier and talked about that, of teams, you know, you're wanting to sell season tickets. You're wanting to get back as close to normal as you can by next year, and just the financial realities that are facing some teams in the NHL right now. And the playoffs could go a long way towards, you know, building up that excitement. But my question for Predators fans would be, like, what would you be more excited about? Continuing to pick up future assets and watch your younger players develop heading into next year, or, you know, making the playoffs and getting put out in the first round? Now, I realize those don't have to be mutually exclusive. Like, right. You can do the same, and you can do both at the same time. But I just wonder, like, of those two options, which one excites you more if you're a Predators fan?
I mean, the way this team is playing, there's a lot going on with this team. A lot of good up and down the lineup. I mean, that fourth line is a joy to watch. The way it's all going, you're going to tell me that taking Granlund out of this lineup just totally derails them?
I don't think so.
When you think of who's coming back soon? I don't think so at all. Halla? You know, what are you going to get for Eric Halla?
The return's not going
to be a lot, but I still think, I mean, look, you got depth when everybody's healthy. You've got young guys. What would be bad about getting something out of that expiring deal?
Let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Mark from the Borough, who's called in. Mark, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, guys. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
What I was going to say is, I mean, early in the season, this team was, I mean, to be honest, was tough to watch. I've enjoyed seeing the young guys come in, get some playing time. Seems like they're hungry. They're fighting hard. My only issue is with Granlund. If they don't get rid of him, I don't see him re-signing at all. So, to me, that's just, you know, with Duchesne coming back, you put him in Granlund's spot. I don't see, obviously, a drop-off there. But it worries me that people are getting, you know, a little too excited, and we're just going to lose Granlund next year, not get any draft picks, refill the cupboard, so to speak. Just kind of, you guys have touched on that. I just kind of want to see your thoughts on that. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for the call, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
I appreciate it. I think that's a legitimate concern. And we've had some people bring up, like, what are the chances that Granlund is back in the fold? Like, you can get him re-signed, and he can be a part of things moving forward. I mean, I think it's obvious. John Hines loves him. And what's not to love? I think Granlund, ever since Hines has been the head coach, has played really well for this group. Can you get him in on a long-term deal at a price that you're comfortable with? I mean, that's a question I think, worth asking. And it's not just about what your salary cap situation for your team looks like next year. What's it going to look like for the next 3 to 4 years? You've still got Philip Forsberg, a new contract you've got to work out. If you decide to keep Matthias Ekholm, you've got a new contract for him you're going to have to work out. What's going to happen with Johansson and Duchesne? Are one of them gone next year? Are both of them gone at some point? I mean, these are questions that you've got to try to find an answer to before you can determine whether or not, you know, Granlund is a part of things moving forward.
I mean, if you have, yeah, obviously you have some intel, some level of intel on even just like how happy a guy is living in the sure. city you're in. And, you know, you probably have a decent feel in a lot of these situations as a GM. But you can't know for sure. Let me ask you this. If you were John Hines, how would you rank Johansson, Duchesne, Granlund in terms of players you'd want as part of your future?
Based on what he's seen in his tenure with the Predators, I don't know how Granlund's not at number one on that list. I don't. I mean, just based on what he's seen, yeah, I think Granlund would be number one. I think Duchesne's probably a distant third in that. Just my opinion. I mean, based on what he's seen and since he's taken over as head coach.
And well, he has seen Johansson in the bubble go nuts, and it was like,
yes,
which was one of those, oh yeah, but also what happened? Yeah. Now I don't know what is this year for Johansson?
It's not been great.
It hasn't been bubble level.
No.
It's been no more noticeable since his injury.
Yes.
Has it been better than last regular season? Probably. Maybe not in production, but in play, you don't think so?
Maybe a little bit, but you're not getting paid $8 million to not have production.
Yeah. Like
that's the bottom line.
So you could look at it from the perspective of, okay, Granlund is someone they want to be part of the future. They're hoping to re-sign him, and there's going to be bigger moves down the road that clear up the money.
Problem is, those moves are hard to come by with these two that we're talking about.
Right.
Like, this is not going to be easy. If you decide to move on from Johansson or Duchesne, it's not going to be easy to do, especially with the fine. I mean, and that's the other part, like the financial realities of the pandemic. Is Seattle coming into the league? Are they going to want to take on an $8 million per year contract? If you want to trade them, like, does anybody want those contracts? Like,
usually they're going to have to get to a floor.
I mean, they are, but I still think if you're going to get Seattle to take one of those two, you're probably going to have to give up an asset along with it that you don't want to do. So are you okay with that if you're the Predators? And this is going to be, I think, a lot more complicated than people realize.
The only answer really is to buy Monday and go win the cup.
Yes.
And that's really all there is left.
Just go win the whole thing. That's the answer.
Like in Major League?
That's right.
When they have the, what was it in the locker room that they had?
Well, the picture of the owner.
Yeah. Right. Of you guys stink.
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of feels a little reminiscent of the entire fan base saying, you guys stink, and now they're rallying together.
They are.
Maybe they could have like a poster of Stillman.
And maybe so.
Pull away.
Start peeling those off.
Pull away until we see him in his workout.
Stillman in a Speedo?
Yeah. Who wouldn't want to play for that? We'll continue the discussions on the Predators when we come back. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Right now, though, got to tell you about my friends at FanDuel Sportsbook, and I'm so excited that baseball is back. There's nothing quite like watching a game with the great weather we've got right now, a cold drink, and a little action on the FanDuel Sportsbook as well. If you've never bet on baseball before, now is the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel is letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You'll get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. And once you've got an account, you can get up to $25 back every day if your same-game parlay bet falls one leg short. This way, you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. The app is very simple to use. They've got unique fun bet types like the same game parlay and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game day. And when you win on FanDuel, they pay you safely in as little as 24 hours. So just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up with promo code Rob to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code Rob. You must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only for risk-free bet. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789.
I think that, you know, Monday comes and goes, probably with Nashville being a quiet team that we don't hear a lot of noise around. Unless it's a small deal with Granlund or a small deal with Eric Halla, I don't necessarily see Nashville as making the big splash. Now, this can all change if someone calls David Poile and knocks his socks off for a deal for Matthias Ekholm and Philip Forsberg or Ryan Ellis or whomever. But I don't know that I see that happening in a flat cap universe right now.
That was Jeff Merrick from Sportsnet on with us earlier in the show discussing the trade deadline coming up on Monday and expecting not very much activity for the Predators heading into the deadline with the run that they've been on as of late, winners of 11 out of the last 13 games. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Taking your thoughts on the Predators on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Shane from Ashland City texts in, says, "We weren't a cup contender when we swept the President Winners and the Blackhawks either. You got to keep your head up. Go Preds." So another comparison to 2017 where nobody gave him a chance heading into that series. Why can't this year be any different?
Yeah. Well, again, that was a team that won a playoff series the year before, got San Jose to 7 after that, and was, you know, one game away from getting to the conference finals, and then made a huge deal to go for it, and had a young, really good team that was up and down in injuries and was a disappointing season overall, regular season.
Yeah.
But that was not this. Although, again, this season is also like two completely different seasons
really
at this
is.
Point. So
it really is.
I don't know. I mean, this is sports. It's great. We can sit here and predict all we want, and I have no idea what we're going to get after night. But they are playing awfully well.
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Lindsay texts in, "Why change the team in terms of trading players when the Predators are winning games?" That's the battle that David Poile has right now.
Well, because you still have to look at a larger sample of over years, where are things going? And they still, I mean, right now they've made this incredible run to get themselves into the last playoff spot.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's not what you want. You know, you want, you, since the President's Trophy year of 2018, it has been, since that loss to Winnipeg, it has been the wrong direction overall. That's why. So do you need to start thinking about doing things to get you back going the right way and improve your long-term outlook with young players and assets?
Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Chip from Mount Juliet texted in, "Soft sell, yes. You can't let the recent wins cloud judgment. You get pieces and trades when you can. They were losing when their high-priced pieces were healthy." And that is interesting. Like, we've talked about maybe getting some more bodies back and available, whether it's Forsberg or Duchesne or Ellis or even guys like Carrier and some of the losses they've had on, you know, some lower level guys as well. What do you do if you're John Hines when these bodies start to come back? Now, we had Terry Crisp on in the last hour, and he talked about, you know, this unwritten rule in hockey that you don't lose your job to injury. And I think most people largely operate that way. And look, I mean, when Forsberg comes back, he's going to play. When Ellis is able to come back, he's going to play. I feel largely the same way about Duchesne as well. Although I do think, like, if you keep Granlund, does Duchesne move to the wing? Like, what do you do? Do you move Granlund back to the wing? I'd probably keep Granlund exactly where he is right now. I don't know if I'd mess with that too much. So that's an interesting question of, like, where exactly does Duchesne fit in if he comes back?
A trade makes that easy.
It does. It does. Let's go back to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Got a texture that says, "Not saying this will happen because I don't think it will, but what would y'all think of the Preds if they made the playoffs and swept whatever team they played in the first round?" I'd probably think exactly what I thought in 2017. Whoa, here we go.
You know, the funny thing is that year, you know, most of us picked, you know, the Blackhawks to win, you know, right? But certainly a whole bunch of people said, look at the West, and if they do somehow win this series, they could really go on a run, which they did. Like, if they were to beat Carolina or Tampa Bay in the first round, especially like Carolina, I'd still be like, okay, now they're about to lose in 5-2 Tampa Bay. You know? I mean, that's just how That's how this division breaks down for them this year, to me.
The equivalent of that would be beating Tampa Bay in the first round.
Yes.
Because Goliath was out of the way in the first round.
Except that I think Carolina would look a lot scarier than anything they could have faced in 17 after Chicago. No?
No doubt.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah. I agree.
Okay. You were shaking your head like in shame, but you were shaking your head in agreement.
In agreement.
Correct.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kyle texts in, guys, quit being downers. We're playing really well, and we just wait and see how we do in the next 10 games. It'll tell us how we will do if we make the playoffs. Keep the faith.
The problem with that is you have until Monday
to make a decision. You can't wait 10 games. You got to make a decision right now. This is the weekend to make a decision. You can't wait 10 games.
Yeah, like I'm not trying to be a downer. It's been, again, I think we've talked a ton about how impressive they've been, and it's been really fun to watch. Like earlier, a caller called in, who and I think he was saying he prefers to sell, but still, like, this team was not fun to watch early this year. It got to the point where I was like, it's not a good watch. It is a very fun watch right now because
it's night and day.
You know, whenever a team does, even if you can't sit there and point out every little thing a team's doing, a hockey team, you can tell when a team is spilling it shift after shift and playing with great chemistry, and this team is that right now. And I will say, like, I mean, when you play like this, if you just can add skill and have the exact same buy-in and effort and desperation and energy, okay, I could see that team being kind of dangerous.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. George Scoville texting in. I want to ask you your thoughts on Cunning's value in this way. If Ron Francis in Seattle tells you that he'll take Duchesne or Johansson's full contract only if Cunning is included, do you make that deal if you're the GM? That's tough.
I don't know.
That would be kind of like what Vegas did
exactly
with Florida. Was it Florida when they got Marchessault and Riley Smith?
Yep.
And all of a sudden it's like, oh, Cunning's really good.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He looks pretty good right now.
Right. I mean, he's
a tough one.
He's one of those young forwards that you hope is part of your future and that he continues to progress. And he's a guy John Hines has talked about, right?
Yeah.
On the buy-in part.
Yeah.
He figured it out.
Let's go back to the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Kevin text in, Stillman and Speedo should never be used in the same sentence. You blame Joe Rexroad and Joe Rexroad alone.
Porth said the word Speedo.
Well, he actually walked across the pedestrian bridge in a Speedo because he picked the Blackhawks to sweep the Preds.
God, what? I'm thankful I missed that.
Are you serious?
Dead serious.
Oh, man.
This was like a promotion you guys did?
Well, not a promotion that we did.
That's a great way.
Is this a live remote?
Yeah.
It was not a live remote.
No. Was there a video of this? Like, God, like it's confirmed that he did this?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll take your word for it. I didn't know that. I had no idea.
Christopher on Periscope asks, here's an interesting question. Can the Preds reasonably move up in the standings to the first or second spot?
Nah.
I would say no. I mean, unless you just totally dominate Carolina and Tampa Bay the rest of the way and they fall off. But
and even
right
then.
Right now you're 11 points behind Tampa. You're 12 points behind Carolina. That's not going
to
happen.
So even if you dominate them, like they'd also have to
help
in, beyond that.
Sure.
That's not realistic.
You'd also have to win like every game from here on out.
Well, I mean, there's not much.
Maybe they will.
There's not much runway left in the regular season.
There's not. So I would say that's borderline impossible at this point. When we come back, it is time for weekend winners here on the program. It was a great week for Joe Rexroad last week. It was awful for me, and that is becoming quite a consistent theme here on our show. We'll do that coming up next. You're listening to Robbie and Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
It's time to pick some winners. We hope. Robbie and Rexroad have weekend winners for you now on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
And it is that time for weekend winners here on Robbie and Rexroad, streaming live on Periscope, on YouTube, and on Twitch as well. We've got some predictions to make for this weekend in the world of sports. Against the spread, a little bit of money line action in there as well. We go all over the map. We've even got an over and under on the table today as well. So we'll get to all that coming up. Joe Rexroad, let's mercifully have a quick recap of the standings and our performance from last week.
Well, now, hold on now. You know, I feel like just like t- today we've kind of talked about, can we appreciate the Preds and how they've been playing? Yeah, maybe they need to sell. Yeah. I don't know what they're doing in the playoffs. We need to appreciate what they're doing. I think we need to appreciate greatness here. So I just want to quickly go through my 6-0 week. Arizona, UConn, Zona lock with 13.5 points, W. South Carolina, Stanford, -6. South Carolina, W. Grizzlies, -6 for the T-Wolves. Grizzlies, W. What else do we have here? Oh, then the ones that we all picked. The Preds winning against the Blackhawks. UCLA covering 14 against Gonzaga. Baylor covering, giving 5 against Houston. My gosh, it was glorious and beautiful.
Glad you like it.
I just want to sit here for a minute and bask in it.
I know what you were doing. Are you done?
I was actually looking in there to Porth, see if he was going to say anything. So I went 6-0, 7 points.
Thank
Porth
you.
Went 2-4, didn't get his lock, 2 points. Robbie went 1-5, 1 point. Here are standings. 24-12 for me, 30 points, 6-0 on my locks. I'm starting to feel like maybe Joey the Greek should be my nickname, but I don't know. For those of you still mad at me about that Michigan State UCLA over-under, maybe you should reconsider. Porth, you're 21-15, 24 points, 3-3 on your locks. Robbie, you're 15-21, 17 points, 2-4 on your locks.
Just brutal.
Can you repeat his record again?
15-21, 17
points. Are you listening
today? 2-4 on his locks.
I'm multitasking.
Okay, all right. I'm just wondering.
That's what I'm doing today.
Oh, did you not hear me talk about all my wins? I can go through them.
No. We've heard you all week talk about how you were 6-0.
All right, so it's this time of the week to revisit this competition. I need a redo. It's time for me to get back in the winning circle here. Weekend winners. We got two games to pick with the Preds. We've got an over-under in place as well, and then we've got our individual picks. Let's start with the Preds taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning on Saturday. I will start with this game. I know a lot of people are going to be tempted to take the Lightning in this game. Give me the Nashville Predators money line. I think they keep this thing going. They beat the Lightning at home on Saturday, and then you're really going to have Predators fans feeling really good after this game. Give me the Preds, the money line against the Lightning.
I feel like the attitude of the fan base is going to change if they beat the Lightning tomorrow night.
Agreed. I agree 1,000%. Ryan Porth, the Predators and the Lightning. Who wins on Saturday?
Kind of think the Lightning got a little bit back on track last night against Columbus.
They look good.
They haven't been playing all that well in the last 10 to 12 games.
They're bored. They're ready for the playoffs.
I'm going with Tampa Bay.
Okay. Joe Rexroad.
Yeah, just to be clear, you mentioned my line. That's what we're doing with these, right?
With the Preds, yes.
Yeah, we're just doing my line. Yeah.
Correct.
This one, I mean, I've already called a shot, so I guess you know what I'm doing.
Yep.
But it is a very tough call, obviously, but I'm going to go with Preds. I think this is the game they've been building toward to kind of prove that they belong, and I think they're going to get it done.
Ryan Porth, the Predators taking on the Dallas Stars on Sunday at home, the second game of a back-to-back. Preds Stars money line. Who are you taking?
Preds.
Ooh, very confident. Zero hesitation.
I'm taking the Preds against the Stars. It's been a very back-and-forth season series. The last time they played the Stars was like 10 days ago.
Yep.
At home, they lost. I think they returned the favor, and they beat the Stars.
Joe Rexroad. The Stars and the Predators. Who are you taking in this matchup?
Well, Porth's going to have a chance to make up some ground on me here. I'm going Stars. I think the Stars right now, it's they can't really slip up much more.
Yep.
And I like how they played against the Preds the last two times they played each other. I think they come in here and get it done. The Preds kind of flying high after beating Tampa Bay. So I'm playing out the whole weekend in my head. And I'm going to go with the Stars.
I'm going with the Dallas Stars as well. So, yes, that means I have the Predators beating the Lightning and then losing to the Dallas Stars. I think that's the way things shake out coming up this weekend. All right, over under Jack Leiter, 11.5 strikeouts. Vanderbilt taking on the Georgia Bulldogs. It did not go well for Vanderbilt last night against Georgia. And Tim Corbin, if you read some of the comments after the game, not very happy either with the performance last night.
He said some things that we cannot replay on the radio.
He did. So very upset, Tim Corbin. And we talk about a guy that hates to lose. I think that may be the guy that hates to lose more than anybody I've ever seen.
One thing he did say we can say is I think he said Georgia had machine guns, we had squirt guns.
Yes, that's exactly how it went. So Jack Leiter on the mound, I would assume tonight for Vanderbilt. We're setting the over-under at 11.5 strikeouts for Jack Leiter in this game. Joe Rexroad, We begin with you. Over or under 11.5 strikeouts for Jack Leiter?
Last time we did this, I went under.
Yep.
But I've kind of gone back and forth. I feel like he's going to be pumped to get Vanderbilt back. I think Georgia's a little happy with itself. And actually, I mean, Rocker still had a bunch of strikeouts last night. So give me the over, Leiter.
Okay.
I'm getting him with a dozen tonight.
I am going to take the under in this matchup. I think he finishes with 11 strikeouts on the dot, and that is under 11.5. Give me the under for Jack Leiter. Ryan Porth, over under 11.5.
Under. That's such a large number.
It is, but he's pretty good.
He's darn good. That's still a large number, so I'm going to play the odds and go under.
All right, now is the portion of Weekend Winners where we get into our individual picks. Ryan Porth, we begin with you, your
All
first
right.
edition of the individual picks this weekend.
All right. So the Dodgers are raising a banner today at home against the Nationals. The Dodgers -1.5 against the Nats. Walker Buehler on the mound for the Dodgers against Joe Ross, who you never know what you're going to get out of Joe Ross, but Walker Buehler is usually pretty consistent. Give me the Dodgers -1.5.
I'm going to go with the NBA for my first pick. And the Grizzlies have been playing really well. As of late, we've gotten some love for the Grizzlies on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. They are -1.5 tonight against the New York Knicks. I think they cover. I think they beat the Knicks by almost double digits, by 8 or 9 points tonight. Give me the Grizz and make it my lock against the New York Knicks. I got a lot of faith in the Memphis Grizzlies in this competition. Joe Rexroad, your first round of individual picks.
I'm not going to do the exact same lock that you did. I was thinking about it, but I will not. But I, first of all, go ahead and give me that game without a lock, because that's exactly my pick. So I'm going Grizzlies -1.5 against the Knicks.
All right.
Not a lock, though. I got okay. another lock in mind.
All right. So you can begin the second round of your individual picks. Which direction are you going with that?
The Golden State Warriors. Not been, you know, they're in a little bit desperate situation. They've been a little banged up. They got their guys back. They're home against the bad Wizards, and it's Golden State -4.5. Give me the Warriors -4.5. Make that my lock.
I like that.
All right.
A lot of faith in the Golden State Warriors. Ryan Porth, your second round of your individual picks.
Staying with baseball and going tonight to the desert where my Cincinnati Reds are taking on the Arizona Diamondbacks. I don't like the pitching matchup for keeping the score low, so give me over 8.5 runs between the Reds and the D-backs tonight. The Reds' offense has been hot. Arizona's offense hot and cold. Give me over 8.5.
Over 8.5 in the game tonight with your beloved Cincinnati Reds. I'm sticking with the NBA for my second pick. The Bucks hosting the Charlotte Hornets tonight, -8 for the Milwaukee Bucks. I think they cover. It's a big line. You've got -8 on the board. They cover against the Hornets. Give me the Bucks -8. The final round of the individual picks, I will start. And, Joe, I've got to tell you, I'm a little gun-shy now with this because I've not been doing very well with NHL picks lately, but I'm going to try it once again in this competition. Give me the Colorado Avalanche -1.5 against the Anaheim Ducks tonight.
That's tricky.
It is tricky.
The Ducks have played the Avalanche pretty well this year.
I know. I know it, but I have faith.
All right.
In the Colorado Avalanche. Ryan Porth, your final individual pick.
Also going with hockey, this is my lock. I have been burned. If anybody knows me, you know that I have been upset at the Ottawa Senators all season long.
You have.
Particularly when they've been playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. I'm not going to be upset tomorrow night. Leafs -1.5 against the Sens at home. Hockey night in Canada. Lock.
Ooh, lots of faith in the Toronto Maple Leafs. I like that.
The Leafs are on a roll. Call them butter.
Jeez. You ought to be disqualified just for that comment. Joe Rexroad, your final round of individual picks.
At some point, I may take the time to go back and look at just the hockey.
It's bad.
It's been atrocious.
It's bad.
It has killed you guys.
It's not going to kill me tomorrow, though.
All right.
You ever going to get in there with hockey?
Heck no.
Okay.
I'm honestly,
what about baseball?
Both of those are, to me, scare me.
What are you going to be doing in June?
Yeah. NBA, baby.
Well.
I'm all NBA.
I'm
going NBA again tonight. I'm going to go. You know, the Nuggets have been terrific. It's been a heck of a year for them. The Spurs hanging on, trying to get in the playoffs. Nuggets at home, -8.5. I think the Spurs make it closer than that. I think it's a good game. So give me the Spurs and the 8.5 at Denver.
Lots of faith in Greg Popovich here on the program from Joe Rexler. That is today's edition of Weekend Winners. Hoping for a better performance from me and a worse performance from Joe Rexrode. Ryan Porth, I suppose you could be the same.
Porth is three different. He's different for me in all three of the things that we're doing. So yeah. this could be the week it gets a little tighter.
This could be a game changer, that's for sure. That has been today's edition of Weekend Winners. When we come back, it's time for Free Beer Friday trivia and also a Masters update as well on the way coming up next. But right now, 102.5 The Game and T-Mobile have teamed up to give away a hockey home gating party. It's time to text the word goalie to 615-737-1025. That's goalie to 615-737-1025. Now to enter for a chance to win a Dos Equis prize pack, which includes a case of beer, dessert from Nothing But Cakes, a T-Mobile prize pack, and food provided by 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. You must be 21 or older to enter. We'll be right back here on Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Ryan Porth is back in his element. That means it's time for Free Beer Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road. Luke Combs bringing us back into the segment here on the program, much to the delight of our very own Joe Rex Road.
Yeah, put that right with some Blink 182. Imagine the. Have they ever played a concert together?
I'm going to severely doubt it. What a combo that would be. Blink 182 and Luke Combs. See if we can get that in the works here somewhere in Nashville.
That kind of sounds like it would happen at Bonnaroo.
Right. And then like Creed could show up. It'd be like the best jam session ever, man.
It'd be amazing. Could really get going there. So it is time for Free Beer Friday here on Robbie and Rex Road.
Free
beer! Your opportunity for a chance to win a $25 gift card from Bavarian Beer House located at Opry Mills Mall. If you can guess, or not guess is not the right word, you need to know. You need to know the correct answer to Ryan Porth's trivia question, which he is about to unveil. If you know it, be the first texter to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Ryan Porth, I turn it over to you for today's Free Beer Friday trivia question.
Yes, a tradition unlike any other.
Thank you.
The Masters. That is where the trivia question lies today. And it's kind of a simple, it's a straightforward question. Who is the last golfer to win the Masters via a playoff following the final round?
Ooh. The last golfer to win the Masters via a playoff following the final round. If you know the answer to that question, be the first texter at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025, and you have a chance to win a $25 gift card to Bavarian Beer House located at Opry Mills Mall.
Much to my dismay, I think I know this answer.
We're not going too far back in the Masters history books.
A little hint. A little hint from Ryan Porth. We'll check the text line for an update on the winner here in just a few minutes. But until then, Ryan Porth, it is also time for the Masters update today, which I know you're very excited about. Today's Masters T-Mobile 5G leaderboard is brought to you by T-Mobile, America's largest and fastest 5G network. Ryan Porth, I turn things back over to you for the Masters leaderboard update.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Round two underway in Augusta. Cinderella story at Augusta. As I load the leaderboard,
Ryan Porth
and quote Caddyshack.
As Heidi said yesterday, his cute golf voice back to the table.
Yes. Justin Rose came into round two at 7 under. He is now at 6 under, so he is at +1 for the day through 4 holes. And 4 golfers tied for second at 3 under, so Justin Rose still with a nice lead in Augusta for round two. Jordan Spieth will tee off in 4 minutes exactly.
Okay.
He is
tee off.
tied for 11th on the leaderboard, still at 1 under because he still has not teed off. So, Jordan Spieth, he's someone to watch today on this leaderboard.
One of many.
As we update you all day long. And let's see. Has Bryson DeChambeau teed off yet? Has he hit one in the woods yet?
Wow.
Actually, he is even through one hole.
Yeah, they showed him up here.
Yeah, the Hulk is underway at Augusta.
Ryan Porth calling that he misses the cut.
Yeah.
Today.
I do. So that is your leaderboard update from Augusta.
That has been the Masters T-Mobile 5G Leaderboard Update, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's largest and fastest 5G network.
Very nice.
Ryan Poore's voice continues to inspire people across the country.
What will people do the next 2 days without that?
Maybe we'll have to do one online, Porth. This could be something that you just called to do from now on.
It will be nothing like what Chris Vernon does.
Well, that's true. Have you seen this? You'll have to look it up. Chris Vernon does a Masters update where he just basically rapped for 6.5 minutes. It was unbelievable.
Really?
Yeah.
Who's Chris Vernon?
He's a media guy in Memphis.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
He's a basketball guy. I'm surprised you don't know him, Joe. Come on, basketball nerd.
Open your eyes, Rex Road.
Maybe I follow him on Twitter. I just didn't realize it.
Maybe so. Christopher on Periscope asks, has Porth seen Caddyshack?
Yes.
Hey, look, your movie selection's not very wide. I think it's a fair question Christopher there.
He just made a reference to it. So.
I understand. Yeah. I'm passing the questions along.
I'm telling the texter.
Porth, do we have a winner yet?
We do have a winner, and it's from one of our, I guess you could call, season ticket holders on our text line. Joey from Gallatin.
Yes.
Got Sergio Garcia correct as the last golfer to win the Masters via the playoff.
When was that? Was that like 2013?
17.
I was actually going to say 5 years
ago. Quicker than I thought.
Four years ago.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, to be within a year and stuff like that.
It's pretty good.
Good for you, Joe.
Thank you. I'm always
and he defeated the current leader, Justin Rose, in the playoff.
So congratulations to Joey from Gallatin. Today's winner of a $25 Bavarian Beer House gift card that you can go enjoy at Opry Mills Mall here on the program. Another phenomenal trivia question here on Free Beer Friday from Ryan Porth. Well done.
That might have been a little easy.
Well, look, I mean, we've gone deep in the weeds with a few of these. Like, I was worried last week. Elijah had a good question, but, I mean, it was pretty deep. It was pretty deep stuff.
Yeah, you got to find that balance.
Was it that easy, though? I mean, we're getting a lot of wrong answers in the text line.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's Bubba Watson, sign. Dustin Johnson.
Any Tiger?
Dustin Johnson won it last year for the first time and blew everybody away.
Yeah.
No.
No Tiger. Christopher asked back, just because you can quote something doesn't mean you've seen it, Joe.
That's fair. That's true. Nowadays, you could see a gif of something and just quote it and not have the proper context. But I believe Porth that he's seen the movie.
Cinderella Story at Augusta.
Porth is a very honorable man here on the program.
And to prove that I know that movie, that is Bill Murray.
Hey, look. He's
saying that
going
quote.
Deep in the woods.
And that movie also has Chevy Chase.
What kind of candy bar did he eat out of the pool?
Oh, I can't remember that.
Oh, I don't know. Now I have my doubts. It's a Baby Ruth.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ugh. Duty.
You talk about a gross candy bar.
Oh, really? I love Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth is very underrated.
I don't think so. I think it's properly rated.
It's just like a Snickers. It's hardly different from a Snickers.
It's a little bit different. I think so.
A little bit.
You like Snickers?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah. Twix is my favorite.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a Kit Kat guy.
Kit
Kat? Love me some Kit Kat.
That's good. I think Reese's Cup is the perfect
candy.
It's
pretty awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Break me off a piece of that football cream. Where's that from?
I have no clue.
I have no idea.
The Office.
Sure. There you go. Way to go.
Oh, yeah.
You not seen that episode?
Yeah. No, I remember it.
All right.
It's Andy, right? Trying to remember the end of the jingle the whole time.
Right. And Jim's like, you're so close.
Yeah.
Preds fans, if you've missed any episodes of Smashville Live, you can find those at thegamenashville.com/Smashville Live, featuring Preds players, former players, and other special guests. You can watch the show online this year via 1025 The Game's Twitch, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and thegamenashville.com. Smashville Live, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. Fellas, good show today. That was fun stuff. Going to be interesting to see how the Predators fare this weekend, both against Tampa Bay and against Dallas, and certainly going to be an interesting show on Monday with the NHL trade deadline coming back.
It certainly will. And, I mean, honestly, I'm rooting for both you guys to make weekend winners somewhat competitive.
Thank you.
I mean, it can't be just a complete blowout.
That's right. Just get one last shot in before we
I'm
leave.
Rooting for you.
You're going 0-6 this weekend.
That's right. This is going to be a just total fail for you. That does it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Road. Darren Donica Chase is coming up next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.
This hour of Robbie and Rex Road is brought to you by Trane. Get a great deal this spring on a new Trane heating and cooling system. At Trane, they test so it runs. Visit TraneInfo.com to find your local dealer and learn more. It's hard to stop a Trane.